The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. Welcome back to the Power Hour in this segment. This is an amazing book. I start reading it. I was just commenting to its author. I start reading on page one, and I'm reading these comparison charts and all the stuff about what happened in history and how it reflects in today's economic and political climate. And I can't stop reading the book. I am like glued to this thing. I can't say enough things about it. Now, it was written by someone way back when, a French political philosopher, the original Étienne de la Boétie, 1530 to 1563. That's 33 years old. And then he's no longer here. The philosopher way back when, in the 1500s, wrote The Discourse of Voluntary Servitude. Now, understand what I just said. We have talked about this on this show before, folks. We talked about this on the show about voluntary servitude and entering into all of these contracts. There are lots of them. Birth certificates, driver's licenses, insurance cards. I mean, you name it. And it represents that you are willing to give up your rights to get something. This is a problem. Social Security is voluntary. But yet, oh, you need to go out and get a Social Security card if you want to work. I know people in America right now that are working and they're taking cash, gold, and silver. And they're in construction and they're doing things all, and none of them have to, they've never filed a tax return. And they're never obligated to file a tax return because they never have. And once you file that amazing 1040, guess what? You're there and obligated for the rest of your life. That's part of volunteering. You volunteer the information every year, right? On April 15th, and the IRS puts out warnings. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Here's the thing. Voluntary servitude, popularly reprinted in English as the anti-dictator in the 16th century, where he argued that men are not so enslaved as they enslave themselves, and the only power tyrants have is given to them by the majority of their victims. See, now, you have a reason to call yourself a victim? Well, you're the one who gave it over to them. Étienne de la Boétie was the first to chronicle the techniques of that monarchs, the organized crime system of that day, used to create obedience and fealty in their tax slaves. He also observed there were always a few who would not bow and resolve to serve no more, and you are at once freed. So I don't know, will the real Étienne de la Boétie please stand up? We've got the author of this book right here. Yeah, that, you remember that. What's My Line or To Tell the Truth? You know, that book. This book right here is called Government, the Biggest Scam in History. And I'm telling you, it's got a TV set of all of the Nazi kids, you know, doing the Heil Hitler. You know, see, this is where they start. They start with educating your kids. And they educate them into believe all about these contracts. And the thing is that that bit of education now is being replaced by critical race theory and gender identity issues. So, you know, now they've gotten completely away from civics and gotten into another method of indoctrination and brainwashing. And welcome to the show, St. Stephen. I guess I should call you that because Étienne in French is Stephen. So,
well, I'm actually Étienne de la Boétie squared.
There you go.
Yeah, so I take the squared so that, number one, I'm not, you know, portraying myself as the original. And number two, you can find me in a search engine by searching Boétie with a numeral two at the end.
Boétie two, okay.
And the first thing that I ought to tell your audience is I'm a voluntarist. And what a voluntarist is somebody that believes that all relations between human beings should be voluntary. Nobody has rights that other people don't. Nobody gets to use violence or extortion or, you know, anything else on anybody else. And so
you're talking about domestic terrorism.
Well, that means you can't have a government. And so my book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History, reveals just that, that government has been the biggest scam in history. There's no way in having a legitimate government, because it's absolutely impossible and illogical delegate rights that you don't have yourself to a representative or to a government. Nobody can be bound by a social contract that they didn't sign. And if my girlfriend and myself can't vote to rob Dave because there's two of us and one of him, it doesn't matter if there's three of us or 10 of us or 300 million of us. There's no magical additional person that makes something immoral and illogical now moral and logical. And so government has been a technique to rob and control civilizations and societies, and they've been getting away with it. The subtitle of the book is How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government, the Media, and Academia.
That's why I talked about education.
Education, 100%. They've been controlling the information that society has, either through the mandatory government school, where they teach kids that government is legitimate, desirable, and necessary before they are old enough to evaluate the morality and the logic of that claim. And then it's the media. And, on the old media side, we've got six monopoly, media companies running hundreds and hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody the illusion that there's all these different, independent voices out there.
All and members of the CFR being programmed by the Tavistock Institute and the CIA.
You got it. They're running game on the population, and they're doing it through the media, controlling the information that society receives to make them believe that it's legitimate that you got to pay your taxes. It's legitimate that a small handful of people in Washington, D.C. get to steal your money and make up rules for you.
Yeah, spend it like literally a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. Yeah.
It has been the biggest scam in history. And finally, it's starting to get out and people are starting to realize that, hey, we've been getting played. And a lot thanks to, platforms like yourself, what I like to call the authentic voices of the developing alternative media. And now that we've got the internet, and now that you and I can be having this, audio and video conversation around the world, now these authentic voices are starting to bloom, and we're starting to kind of, get around this monopoly media censorship, and more people are discovering that it's been a scam, and we've got an organized crime problem in Washington, D.C.
That kind of is what it looks like. I mean, the thing is that right now, and this is what I brought up when I was at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, showing how the left-wing media is destroying our country. One of the things I brought up was not just Tavistock Institute, but the Committee of 300 and all these other organizations out there, which, by the way, Queen Elizabeth II was the chair of the Committee of 300. If people don't know that, and I think I shocked half the audience when I threw that slide up and they took a look at who signed on the bottom there. Look at that, Queen Elizabeth II. And they're like, oh, my God. Yeah, see, you learn a lot of truth bombs here. And so that's one of the reasons why we have ATN on the show, St. Stephen. Our big thing has always been to question morality, question the government, question, is this right? Is this constitutional? The state of Tennessee now, and I don't know if you picked up on this, has a new House bill out there. For those of you who want to do the research, I beg you to look at it. I picked up on this on News with Views, and it was an interview or a dialogue that somebody put out about House Bill 0726. For those of you who have a pen and paper, you might want to write it down and go research it, because it's what they call a nullification bill. It basically says we don't have to regard the federal government, period. They have overreached and we're tired of it, and we're going to nullify all federal behavior. It's the states that establish the federal government, not the other way around. I think these people in D.C. have got their heads screwed on backwards. And see, it's all by design, folks. It's an agenda. That's what we're talking about here. And the thing is that we're not anti-government. You know, governments over time have shown that they have become necessary to do our will, not the other way around. And see, they can't get it through their thick skull that they are not the master and we are the servant. That's what they think. And this is not the way it should be. We can't live in a free society when you have, you know, morons coming out here and doing Wacos and Ruby Ridges on everybody. It just doesn't work like that. They could have arrested a guy in the grocery store, damn it. No, they had to go out and make a big stink about it and demonize an entire group of people and murder all those women and children. See, this is where our government went awry. But sadly, because of all this brainwashing that ATN was just talking about, because of all this brainwashing, everybody accepted all the demonization. That's the cognitive dissonance. And then we had the jab. See, and everybody ran out and trusted their government and made government their God instead of trusting God to do the right thing. So
definitely. Now, Dave, I got to tell you, though, I don't even think we need government at all. I think that everything that government does would be better done, better, faster, and cheaper by the free market, by mutual aid societies, by co-ops, by homeowners associations, by real, genuine charities, by nonprofits, you know, besides redistribution. But like, you know, mostly what the government does is they're a provider of services, whether that service is the Postal Service or whether that service is Amtrak or Armed Protective Services that they call the police or dispute resolution that they call the courts. But everything besides cash welfare and redistribution could be done better, faster, and cheaper by the free market. From, you know, insurance companies providing fire departments to you getting your armed protective services from companies like Garda and Westech and ADT that provide it today, and that, you know, even when you get it free, a lot of people, you know, pay extra to, you know, to have an alarm service and a monitoring company. And you know, it'd probably be $50 a month, and it would probably come with an alarm system. And there's still a guy with a gun that arrives when you call 911, but he doesn't think delusionally, insanely that he has rights that you don't. Now, you have the right to protect your life, your liberty, and property, so you can delegate that to a security company to act on your behalf, but you don't have the ability to tell your neighbor not to have a poker game. You don't have the ability to tell your neighbor what vices that they can have or can't have, or what plants they can smoke or grow or whatever. So you can't, you know, you can't, you're, you know, that guy that arrives, you know, he doesn't have rights that you don't have. He can only protect life, liberty, and property. And so that would reduce a lot of these poor souls that are rotting in government prisons for crimes that aren't really crimes.
Bingo. And see, this is a bigger problem. See, because a lot of our listeners are conditioned because they live on fixed incomes, they live on social insecurity, mm-hmm. and this is a program that they volunteered into. And we were just talking about that before the break. And all of a sudden, you know, if Congress is out there spending all this money like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse, money that they don't really have, writing checks their body can't cash, and all of a sudden Social Security runs out, what happens to all those people who are listening to the show that are on fixed incomes? That's a real problem. And see,
it is a real problem because they've been robbed.
Dependence on entities that really have no business meddling in your life. This is something that, well, people are not responsible, and we know better than you, and you can't think straight. And see, when you dumb people down and they can't make decisions for themselves, where do we end up as a society? This is, I think, what a lot of this book is alluding to. Now, as far as limited government, as far as having, because see, now our Supreme Court, in their infinite wisdom, has ruled that the police cannot be held liable for not responding to your 911 call. Yep. So if you want to see a level playing field, which is what ATN is alluding to. In other words, government is dysfunctional already. We assume it. But imagine it being totally incapacitated and not being able to function if all of a sudden Chinese hackers take down our entire power grid and put us all on a level playing field. You have no access to food. And if you don't have, you know, running water, you're dead in 72 hours. I mean, where's your freedom then? And see, this is part of what our mindset is here with the listeners on this show, is that they got to get prepared to be free individuals in a very dangerous society. It will turn this country back into the wild, wild west, within a matter of 72 hours because people realize the power's not coming back on. We're screwed. What are we going to do? There's going to be a lot of murder suicides because people would be despondent. There will be a lot of planes crash. Well, the planes won't crash. They'll land, but they won't be able to take off again because they can't refuel because there's no electricity. So, you know, an EMP, on the other hand, would send planes crashing to the ground and all sorts of mayhem would happen. We've talked about that on the show, too. We talk about nuclear power plants melting down, and all of a sudden we got Chernobyls all over the United States of America, and they could do this simply by taking down the grid. And see, then you have no government at all. You have no police, because what do you think they're going to be doing? Same thing they did during Hurricane Katrina. They all ran home to take care of their own families. They, they're going to hide under their wife's skirts at home. They're not going to come out and try and enforce the law.
Yep.
And you're going to have roving bands of gangs that, like ATN was just talking about, they don't care about life, liberty, and property. They're caring about survival, and they're going to come get your food stores any way they can. And this is one of the reasons why our listeners are stocking up on guns, food, and ammo.
I'm a prepper survivalist myself, and I was at a prepper survivalist event, and I asked people, you know, because if you watch, I forgot what the prepping show was, the survivalist preppers or whatever. It's just all these people that are concerned about pole shifts and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been at a, you know, large, you know, meeting of preppers and survivalists. And I asked the crowd, I go, you know, what's the, you know, who out of, you know, like who's afraid of pole shifts? Nobody's hand goes up. Who's afraid of things, and not a lot of people's hands go up. I go, who's afraid of a dollar collapse? And almost everybody's hand goes up.
Wow.
And I said, who's afraid of an EMP? And then, a smaller group of hands went up. And then I go, out of curiosity, everybody that's afraid of an EMP or, you know, Chinese EMP, who's afraid of a false flag EMP, and everybody's hands go up.
Oh,
so
I mean, love it. Man,
so, yeah,
man,
so I think the government, the organized crime system that is behind our government, I think that they would knock all of the pieces off the table with a false flag cyber attack, a false flag EMP, because the population is figuring out who robbed the bank. The population is saddling up. The posse is saddling up to go after them. And so I think they'd rather see the population, broke, living
decimated
in a militarized police state. So what I think it's going to be is it's going to be some kind of attack that can be blamed on an external, external threat that justifies them shutting down the internet, because people are starting to figure out it's the bankers and the politicians and the World Economic Forum and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group, and they've stolen the value out of the money, they've robbed Social Security, they've been borrowing and living large on the credit card, they've been buying weapon systems that we don't need at inflated prices to fight wars based on lies and manufactured intelligence, and the population is starting to catch on.
Yeah, well, the one thing that they haven't caught completely onto, that's because of cognitive dissonance, is that their government has an agenda, which is to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Because the elite do not believe that we need to have that many people here. And if we have 500 million people in the world, like it said in the Georgia Guidestones, which no longer exists because somebody took revenge on the Guidestones, and whether they'll be rebuilt or not remains to be seen. But no matter, the bigger problem is that we are faced with a lot of contingent issues right now that people are starting to, you have to get outside the box to think about the possibilities, mm-hmm. folks. It doesn't work any other way. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with St. Stephen. Go ahead.
A question about income versus an exchange. When you sign up and go to work for a corporation, when you sign that piece of paper, aren't you basically saying that you can be taxed, and that's why you have to pay a federal tax, because you give up your right as a citizen under law and become a citizen under a corporation?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you sign the 1040, you're saying, it's not so much when you go to work for a corporation, it's when you sign the 1040 and you attest under penalty of perjury that you are liable for these taxes, that you become liable for these taxes. And so the way that the government does the scam of the income tax is that they don't say who's they say if you're liable for the tax, and then they make it seem as if you're liable. But there is no law that says that the average citizen of one of the 50 states has to pay the federal income tax, because that would be unconstitutional. It would violate the Constitution's apportionment clause that says that all direct taxes must be apportioned. And so because they don't want a constitutional challenge, they have to resort to trickery and say, if you are liable, and then they don't define who's liable in the tax code, and then they just kind of trick people into signing and saying, I'm liable for this tax on their 1040. Most people there's tens and tens of millions of people that are non-filers, non-payers. They're not the ones going to jail. The people that are going to jail are the ones that sign under penalty of perjury on their tax form that they owe a certain amount of money, and then lie to the government, and then the government catches them in a lie, and then they've self-incriminated themselves and essentially gotten in trouble for not paying taxes.
When you sign up to work for a contractor, aren't you signing up as an independent corporation? You're actually saying, I am now a mini corporation.
I'm not sure, you know, because every employment agreement has different terms and conditions. And so I'm not sure what, you know, okay. like they're very, you know, because a lot of these big companies, they're in on it with the government, especially the federal contractors, the military industrial corporation companies, the media companies. I think that the World Economic Forum is organizing the C-level executives of companies that have been bought up with fractional reserve dollars. And so it's the banks at the top of the food chain. They're allowed to create money out of thin air using fractional reserve banking. And the fraud of that is when you go to a bank to get a loan or a mortgage, they're not loaning you depositor money. They just tickle the ivories and credit your account with digital dollars. And then you spend the rest of your life paying off a loan that was created out of thin air, which enriches the banks and makes them extraordinary profits. And they've been taking these extraordinary profits and the ability to create money out of thin air, and they've been buying up all of the corporations. And so when you see the Fortune, definitely the Fortune 100 and most of the Fortune 500, you know, those companies have been funded with unlimited fractional reserve capital to buy up and consolidate their own industries. And generally, they'll leave two or three companies standing, so it's not obvious that it's a complete monopoly. But those companies could very well be, you know, in their employment agreements asking you to attest that you're a federal citizen and getting you to, you know, to self-incriminate to a degree and to get you trapped into the system. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that was the case.
Well, we appreciate your questions on that, Tim. And not only that, see, but then if you don't pay or you can't pay because you didn't save up enough and you weren't anticipating such a big tax liability because they keep changing the tax code and raising the level of taxes, all of a sudden now you have a notice of federal tax lien. It's not the actual tax lien itself, folks. It's a notice of federal tax lien filed in the land records, and now they've just slandered title to your property by putting a notice of claim of lien, which is different than an actual lien itself. And the only way that lien itself comes into play is when they force the property to be put up for sale to pay for the back taxes. And you see, this is one of the reasons why, and some of us have done this. We call the IRS and we tell them we only make this much money and we're living on a fixed income and we are uncollectible. And they actually get the IRS to rule that they're uncollectible. So the IRS basically leaves them alone. And after 10 years, the lien goes away because there is a statute of limitations. I have learned that from dealing with IRS agents that I know that are friends. And so, you know, when you have stuff like this going on in America, and the system has loopholes that are designed and tools that are designed to fight the system's own issues, people don't take advantage. They want to put a giant square peg into a tiny round hole, which is the system. but the system was designed for the purposes of, and that's what government means. It's all about control.
Hey, Dave, I've got a buddy that when the IRS calls him, he's like, do you like cats? I like cats. What's your name? My name's Bob. I like cats. And he just talks to him like an idiot, and then they just quit calling him.
Yeah, I've done that to debt collectors too. I go, huh? Who did? And you start talking like, you know what, one of Lindsay Lohan's favorite words that starts with the R, that means somebody that's of less mental acuity than Joe Biden. Yeah. You know, when you're talking about people like, yeah, you start talking, they get to the phone, they get tired of talking about it. You know, do your best Scooby-Doo on the phone. You know, and then they sit there and look at you like, oh, I can't talk to this guy anymore. Click.
But hey, I want to add one more thing that's important. And so the reason that I know all of that is because I went to a seminar years ago by Irwin Schiff, who they put into jail and they railroaded and everything. And the woman that introduced me to Irwin was also a non-filer, non-payer. Her name's Vernie Kuglin. She was a pilot at FedEx. The IRS took her to court, and she beat the IRS in court. And anybody can go, and the number – if you take a look at her name, Vernie Kuglin, and you'll find out that she beat the IRS in court, but, you know, because she asked them for years, like, show me the law that makes me, you know, that liable for these taxes, and they never would reply to her. They never would respond to her. There's been numerous IRS agents that have gone, you know, on the record saying, hey, I realize that they're scamming the population, and they've quit the IRS. Sherry Jackson Peel is one.
Remember that.
Joseph Bannister is another IRS agent that realized that the government was running game on them, running scams. The government is organized crime, running these, you know, control of perception scams on people. And, when honest people within the IRS find out about it, they quit. Now there's not a lot of people, honest people in the IRS. So there's still a minority.
Well, but they want to put 87,000 new IRS agents with guns on the street. Now, what do you think that is? That's a warning sign that, you know, America is in for some persecution if we don't, you know, call our Congress people and say, hey, you know what? I'm really getting sick and tired of this stuff.
Either that's not going to do anything. They're all in on it. The 98% of the Congress is in on it, and they've been funded to be in on it.
Yeah,
and so like honest people don't go into Congress knowing that it's murder, incorporated organized crime, and that they're going to blackmail you. They're going to, you know, they're going to murder you. They'll kill you, and you know, and so honest people don't go in. So only scumbags, and you know, I don't want to say, you know, there's no honest people. There may be one or two, but the overwhelming majority of people in Congress are scumbags that have been funded into the position by controlled, you know, by interests that want to own a congressman. And so, you know, and control a congressman. And so, you know, I don't believe in, you know, calling your congresspeople. I don't think they care. I don't think they listen. I used to work in D.C. I worked at one of the big four think tanks in my youth. I've met, you know, congressional critters, and I just haven't been impressed.
Wow. Well, there you have it. We are out of time for the segment, folks, but that's the name of the book. If you want to go get a copy of it, can you buy this on Amazon, or do they not?
No, you got to get it at government-scam.com. The book is Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, and it's at government-scam.com. And you can find more about me at artofliberty.org or artofliberty.substack.com. And it's been a pleasure being with you and your audience.
You bet. Appreciate that, ATN. We will be back with Joseph Meyer after these words.
Educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. So good to have you on the show because, boy, I tell you what, that last half hour was something, huh? just something else to make you think about whether or not you want to file a tax return and come face to face with 87,000 IRS agents like that's going to happen. You know, it's the economy in these days, we're now seeing housing prices. I just told you about this on the show about housing prices. Existing home sales are up, but housing prices are down. There's obviously a reason for it. It's one of the reasons why Joseph Meyer comes on the show every so often, and we have a comment from him. And if you have questions, 844-769-2944. Joseph has a newsletter called Straight Money Analysis, and you can find it at straightmoneyanalysis.com. And he is kind of one of our go-to guys that we talk to, a Wall Street veteran, president of Meyer & Associates, that gets it. He's been part of the equity markets for 50 years. He understands, you know, how things work in this country, just like, you know, what ATN was talking about in the last half hour about free market economy and about how we should be just allowed to work. And then you have SVB and everybody else that's all this woke garbage, and they're collapsing, and you got Yellen. I always say that because she's always yelling about something. Now she wants to, you know, basically bail out uninsured deposits. And this is going to be, oh my gosh, Joseph Meyer, I mean, there's so much to talk about here. What's going on with our economy, sir? Good to have you back on the show.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you. And the Power Hour is always for having me as your guest. extreme pleasure to visit with you once again. Thank you, Dave.
Sure. Well, no, my pleasure. And so Straight Money Analysis, you have a special going on right now. And you want to tell us about that before we get into the meat of the discussion?
I'm in the process of completing the March 2023 issue of the newsletter, but I want to offer the Power Hour listening audience a full one-year subscription to the newsletter at the six-month subscription price. Save them a full $110, Dave. And as a bonus, I'm going to throw in two additional back issues of the newsletter, the September and December 2022 issues.
Wow. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website, folks, for those of you who want to go sign up for that. Now, see, the thing is that we took some calls the last time you were on the show, Joe, because we had people that were talking about, and this was in a very strange market situation. And I remember the conversation clearly because they wanted to sell their house because they wanted to do, you know, they wanted to shift. I think you might have remembered it. And you said, no, don't do that right now. This is not a good time to sell. What's going on in the market now? Because it looks like inventory is starting to take off, but the prices of the inventory are coming down. What's going on with the economy?
Well, I think the problem, quite frankly, with housing is we had mortgage rates, as you know, go up very sharply, Dave. And for the average person now, it's extremely difficult to get a mortgage. I'm quite frankly very surprised that the Fed has aggressively raised interest rates as quickly as they have over the last year. If you go back and your memory serves you, I know very well, Dave, and you look at the prime rate, we had a prime rate of 3.25%. It's now well over 7%.
Yeah, 6.25% the last time I checked, too, and that was just on, you know, the average 30-year mortgage. And see, you know, I have no use for 30-year mortgages. The last one I took out was way back in 2012, and it was a 15-year note. And it's already paid off after 5.5 years because we sold the place and made a profit at a time when it was smart to make a profit. And so these are the things. Now, what do you tell people that want to put their house on the market in a down situation like this where interest rates are peaking and they have they're competing with all these other homes that are going to be glutting the market as people try to reposition themselves? Is this smart for them to be doing this now?
Well, I wouldn't put a house on the market right now, quite frankly. There's too much competition with people just looking to get out almost at any price. So I think housing could fall and fall quite sharply additionally over the next 6 months to a year. But I think once we get past that period of time, Dave, there's certainly very strong pent-up demand for housing. What I find very ironic is you got the average rent now on a two-bedroom apartment nationally over $2,500 a month. It's crazy.
That's crazy. You're right. It is crazy. I mean, who's going to pay that kind of money? But see, the thing is landlords, obviously, with the housing shortage, that has created a demand. I mean, I remember back in Florida, back in the day, and of course, you know this very well, that, you know, somebody puts their house on the market for rent, and they got 25 people with applications standing in line for one house.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, you know, it shows you where the demand is. And the fact is we don't have enough supply. And so people that are in the marketplace right now that are putting their homes on the market literally have to be somewhat flexible because, you know, unless they got some California. And this is the thing I talked about in the last hour of the show. Is about white flight and the fact that, you know, even in the minority, people are leaving blue state regulated, heavily regulated blue states and moving to red states, and they're selling their homes to other people in blue states that want to, you know, buy up, and they're taking their money and going to red states where real estate property is cheaper and getting more bang for the buck, what's left of the buck. I mean, this is the thing.
With
Yellen doing what she's doing and bailing out uninsured deposits, I mean, what does that say about the banking system in our country, Joe?
Well, it says we got a problem, and it could turn out to be very serious and a lot worse than we're led to believe. I don't certainly believe for a minute that this crisis in the banking sector is over, Dave. I've seen this before. You know, typically when they raised interest rates, they raised them very slowly and incrementally. But I've never in my long career on Wall Street have witnessed interest rates go up as quickly as they have in the last year. But, you know, in the newsletter, I've written about what's taken place for quite some time. And I said to my subscribers, I think the biggest surprise moving forward is when the Fed tightens interest rates, two things happen. They go up a lot faster than we thought, and they go up a lot farther. And they've done both of those two things. But I don't believe for a minute that the Fed's done tightening. What do you think, Dave?
Well, it's kind of crazy because, see, we have a lot of vacant property out there, and there's about 1.3 million homes out there that make up the shadow economy. And I have been studying this stuff as well. And now you've got squatters moving into these properties that have been vacated either by people who are, like, for example, in Florida, we have this little conditions called snowbirds. And they basically, you know about it, and they leave. They go up north and they leave their house vacant. And if their house is not totally secure, you got squatters moving in because they have no place to live. I mean, and you know, you got to go to court to get them out. I mean, it's crazy. It's just, I don't know. I'm beside myself with the way that inventory is on the market. Joe in Arkansas, you are on the phone with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My question for Mr. Meyer is, I tend to believe you have been talking about the housing shortage, and I tend to believe that the reason for the housing shortage, the main reason, is that with all the zoning laws and building codes, you know, government has made it so difficult and so expensive to build a house that that's the main reason for the shortage of housing. I'd like to get Mr. Meyer's comments on that.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
I certainly agree. That's a very important element of what we're seeing with home building. There's just too much regulation in the industry, and it's getting worse. So it's going to become more difficult for builders to certainly build subdivisions and build on large tracts of land, no question about it.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I will mention in Texas, by the way, that there is a lender out here that I've affiliated with, and they will finance a land home package. They will actually wrap the entire package anywhere in the state of Texas. You can move here. And if you have a 680 credit score and 15% down based on your floor plan, they will actually fund the land and the home purchase. But unfortunately, Joe, we're back to this thing again where they want 6.25%. And for somebody that's got a $100,000 home, that sure doesn't buy much. It buys a little shack on an acre of land. And, you know, most people, if you know anything about it, the Hill Country and places around the major metro areas are very expensive. East Texas, the land there is very cheap. You can buy acreage. If you're a veteran, you can buy through the Texas Veterans Land Board for 5% down. So if you find a $100,000 tract of land that's acreage, you can buy it for $5,000 down, and they will actually, Capital Farm Credit will come in and do a land wrap and build you a house. But, I mean, for 100 grand, you're not going to get that much house when you can buy a mobile home, but then mobile homes depreciate. So you see everybody that's on fixed incomes, which, Joseph, you know, a lot of them listen to the show, and we hear about it constantly at the Power Mall that they live on a fixed income. And I'm like, okay, I get it, but, you know, what are you doing to improve your situation? I mean, this is obviously not a time to liquidate equity and try to downsize. Have you heard of people doing that these days?
Well, I think people are attempting to do it. Whether they can do it successfully, Dave, is another question.
Yeah, that's a scary part, you know, because downsizing, if you have a lot of equity, I guess this all has to do with equity position, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So if you have a lot of equity in the property, and I mean, we're talking dollars and cents here, folks. If you've got a lot of equity in the property and you want to downsize, and a lot of people in the blue states, I mean, they have less to worry about because properties there have been inflated. And the bigger problem is the taxes and the regulations and the zoning that Joe just talked about. I mean, you can't go anywhere without an HOA. And I've had people in HOAs tell me that it's been a very uncomfortable situation for a lot of them. They can't handle HOAs being so restrictive. And so they're looking for raw land in an unrestricted area. And you're going to see, I think, down the road, a lot of people moving in that direction. Mike in Alaska, you're on the phone with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, David. Good morning, Joe. Yeah, Powell and Yellen are a joke. Their formula for bringing down inflation and to raise interest rates is outrageous. The reason we have inflation is because energy cost went through the roof when Biden stopped pumping oil. It's so simple. It's pathetic. And for anybody to complicate the problem is being a false witness. If we brought down the energy cost, it would drop down the price of everything, especially lumber. Lumber, nobody can build a house right now because the cost of building materials is ridiculous. And until that comes down and until they stop the illegal aliens crossing the border, there are probably 100 million illegals in America, someone said one time. And I tend to believe that. They're hiding the numbers. There's so many illegals in America taking our housing up. They put 10 over the border boys in one house down in California, and they still can't solve the problem. They're supposed to build crap factories. Those are apartments. They're supposed to build those accordingly with every tract of homes, and they're not doing that. And it's our government, washing scum, is so corrupt. Yellen wants to back up all the banks now. That's $18 trillion we have in deposits. We have $175 billion in the FDIC. What we need to do is get rid of the insurance and let the banks fall as they will. Let the good ones stand. I say get rid of the big banks and invest in the community banks that take care of their people. They got all right. It all wrong. Whatever the government does, do exactly the opposite.
Yeah, Mike, I appreciate the input, but here's the thing. You know, when they're trying to drive people out of the local community banks because they're trying to make them appear unstable. Joe, what do you think about that? What do you think about that situation? I mean, we're supposed to be staying with the community banks, and we've always advocated that rather than playing in a situation. I mean, you're a Wall Street veteran, and I'm looking at the stats, and I'm saying, look, 8% of the American economy is invested in Wall Street. The other 92% is all of us out in the hinterland trying to survive. I mean, what's your take on all this?
Well, I think, again, you make a very valid point. That's absolutely true, and I fully agree with. I think on balance, when you talk about what we're seeing in the banking industry, I'd much rather be with a community bank than to be with a money center bank right now. I think when you talk about the risk in the markets, it's undefinable at this point, Dave.
Well, but see, and that's Mike's perception of it. And Mike calls the show a lot. So, you know, this is one of the things, you know, he's like many people out there. Mike's got a pulse on what's going on here. And every so often, you know, we get him chiming in. And Mike, we appreciate your call. This is a thing why you get the Straight Money Analysis newsletter so that you don't have these issues. This is a thing. And of course, we have another guy that deals in gold and silver on the Strip in Las Vegas. Brady, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think everybody should be their own bank and invest in gold and silver right now. Ditch the dollar and buy silver and gold today.
All right. Now, your take on that. Thanks, Brady, for the tip. What do you think, Joe?
We'll never see these prices again in our lifetime, Dave. Where we've got gold and silver trading, we're going to look back. And if we didn't buy it and certainly put it away, we're going to question at some point later on, what the hell were we thinking?
Well, I don't know. See, and that's the thing about the standard of value and the thing that's I think scares most people. And I'm one of them because I happen to collect junk silver. And the thing is that when I look at this thing and I look at the bigger picture, I'm looking at the CDBC or CBDC, rather, the central bank digital currency. And I'm looking at what they're trying to do as far as this social economic governance and these credit scoring systems. You've studied this, obviously. Isn't this going to be dangerous for our economy?
Well, number one, it's dangerous. And number two, it's not going to be successful. I think it's going to be a miserable failure when they bring it out. I don't think people are going to want to participate in it at all, Dave.
Well, see, now you've got a pulse on this being connected to Wall Street, Joe. And so, you know, I've got to look at this scenario because everybody's hearing about it and they're trying to push it and trying to get people to, well, look at how convenient it is out there. I mean, you've been using digital credit cards. What's the difference? Well, the difference is they're going to try to control what you can and cannot do and what you can and cannot say. And you post something on social media and find out you can't buy gasoline or groceries that week because somebody shut your credit card off. I mean, this is worse than the movie Enemy of the State. And so, you know, when I'm looking at stuff,
the timing of this couldn't be any worse, quite frankly, Dave.
Agreed.
This isn't the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is they're trying to make all this look convenient to everybody and make it look like, and see, part of the problem is we have so many people that are dependent on the government. And this is number one problem. We have to start depending on ourselves and not the government to get stuff done. Kevin in Ohio, you're on the phone with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, I'd like to ask Mr. Meyer, a few weeks ago, when there were no takers for Treasury bonds, they couldn't sell them when they offered them one day. I think it was two or three weeks ago. Could you comment on how that is affecting the loan market? I was listening offline. Thank you.
Well, good question,
well,
Kevin.
I think people are very concerned that interest rates are going to continue to move significantly higher. I think people are also very concerned that we're not getting the foreign participation in the bond market that we had previously. So we have the foreigners moving away from dollar-denominated assets, moving away from fixed government securities, and people don't want to be trapped in an investment that's going to continue to erode through inflation. So I think those are the primary reasons people are shunning bonds. People want liquid assets. They want assets that are a hedge against inflation. And that's why we're seeing the gyrations, I believe, that are continuing almost on a daily basis in the stock market. These markets represent extraordinary risk. And as I've said to you many times in the shows we've done, Dave, I still go on the premise you got people in these markets that truly don't understand the risk they're taking in them. But I think people are becoming aware that you can lose a great deal of money, not only in the stock market, but in the bond market as well.
Well, see, and that's something I've always contended to. And Kevin, that was a great point you made. And this is the thing. I cashed out of the markets. I'm not in them anymore. Is this a good thing for people that they need to start waking up and understanding what you just said as far as preference for liquid assets, that we need to start cashing out of the markets? And yeah, I mean, I played Southwest, I played them. I played Amazon. I doubled my money with them. And the thing is, these woke corporations, the problem is that we're all looking at the political climate here. It's not pretty. And, you know, given the fact that these woke companies are out there and they're fighting against us, encouraging this digital currency so that they can maintain some sort of control. And after given what happened with the investments at SVB and the Fed's response to all this, I don't see playing in the markets as being a viable option these days. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. That's why you need to diversify your assets, raise some cash, move out of the equity and fixed income markets, and buy yourself some gold and silver.
Okay, and besides that, I think we need to try to get as much in a position of mortgage-free as possible.
True.
Would that not be a good thing?
Absolutely.
All right, so now, folks, you see this, and we've only got a couple of minutes left of the program. And so, you know, this is why we have Straight Money Analysis out there, because, you know, Joe is kind of a no BSer here and he is going to shoot you straight. This is why the people buy. And you got a discount right now because you can get for $149.95. You get the 6-month subscription price for the Straight Money Analysis newsletter from Joseph Meyer. And I mean, literally, Joe has predicted a lot of stuff on this show that has actually come to pass, which is why we have them on, because people want to know the truth. They want to know if they're going to keep their money in certain things, whether they should reposition themselves in the market or get out completely. And a lot of people are day traders, and they make lots of money. I have a friend of mine in California, and she makes $70,000 a week doing day trading. And I mean, some people just they got a green thumb, so to speak, when it comes to finance. But then, you know, with those things come losses, and you know, we've had people shorting the markets. But then you got to look at the bigger picture, and that's the securities markets. What do we have? Multiple trillions of dollars in the securities markets that literally could come crashing down again if this nonsense continues, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think the big surprise is twofold again, how far this market can fall and how quickly. I firmly believe on the research that I've done that this stock market won't bottom till we go down to two price levels. The 2001 high in the Dow 11780 or the 2007 high 14.1. So this market's going to be cut in half in the next 2 years, Dave. You don't want to be.
Yeah, you don't want to be anywhere near it. Joseph Meyer, thanks so much. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. We will be back tomorrow with our Thursday edition of the Power Hour. In the meantime, stay safe. Keep your money safe. Money, really. Money. Well, what's it all worth to you? Get yourself in a good equity position and get mortgage free, folks. Get out of the markets. That's my advice. But Joe Meyer, get that newsletter. It'll cue you in on what's going on. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.